This Sunday, two TV networks use history as the inspiration for their prime-time presentations. PBS launches the first 2 hours of its 7-hour documentary series, Columbus and the Age of Discovery, while ABC becomes the first network to do a docudrama about the Gulf War with its telemovie Heroes of the Persian Gulf. TV critic David Bianculli has these reviews.
In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. It's a rhyme every schoolchild knows. But why did it have to be Christopher Columbus who sailed in 1492? Why not some other man from some other place at some other time?
That's Mauricio Obregón, the Colombian author and explorer, at the start of this long but not epic Columbus series. PBS has high hopes for this show and wants it to be this year's equivalent of the massively successful Civil War series. But Columbus is no Civil War, and Mauricio Obregón is no Shelby Foote. Look, he couldn't even get that poem right. It's not in 1492 Columbus sailed the ocean blue. It's 1492. Without the 100 and, the line doesn't have the proper rhythm. Which, come to think of it, is the problem with all 7 hours of this Columbus series. No poetry and no rhythm. Don't get me wrong. You'll learn a lot about Columbus, especially a lot of conjecture. Historians are still arguing about what Columbus looked like, what his motives were, the exact path of his voyages, and even where the Santa Maria sank. But you'll also spend way too much time on land, watching filler footage of parades and modern skylines and open-air shops and stuff. 7 countries threw money into this international Columbus co-production, and all of them seem to want equal time. The series doesn't even set sail, literally, until the 3rd hour, when it finally begins to retrace Columbus's voyage. There's even a man-on-the-street interview segment in Italy, asking elderly citizens of Genoa what they think of Columbus. Come on, folks, this is supposed to make us think of the land of Monte Cristo, not the lunacy of Monty Python. Usually, Genoa is associated with salami, but in Columbus in the Age of Discovery, it's pure baloney. Which segues right into Heroes of the Desert Storm, a TV movie introduced by President Bush.
Americans have always known that what counts is not what we have, but what we are. We realize that as a nation there are causes worth fighting for, even causes worth dying for. So for over 200 years, Americans have stepped forward to defend the principles we hold dear, principles like freedom, democracy, and justice.
Heroes of the Desert Storm was made with full cooperation of the Pentagon and even uses some of its war footage, Apache helicopters, and military bases in the film. Little-known actors play the roles of real-life helicopter pilots, Patriot missile operators, Marine volunteers, captured airmen, and other Gulf War participants. Their recreated scenes are mixed with actual news and military footage. You even see the same smart bomb airstrikes as in the real war, only this time with music.
As the coalition advance becomes a total rout of the Iraqis, there appears to be a complete breakdown in Iraqi discipline and military. According to forward elements of the coalition forces already in Kuwait City, the fleeing Iraqis have commandeered anything with wheels, stuffed them with whatever they could take, and headed north toward home.
Returning pilots described...
It's awful. The wartime scenes with music look like a recruiting film, and even more like a video game than the real war did. And because they're intercut with badly staged scenes, the actual images from the war, like POW Jeffrey Zahn staring into a TV camera, are drained of their drama and impact. And the script is so clunky and the characters so cartoonish that Heroes of the Desert Storm is like a Gulf War version of the Poseidon Adventure. Give ABC News credit for having nothing to do with this, but give ABC Entertainment the blame. The network didn't just buy this, they made it using their own in-house production company. With Columbus, at least, the producers made room for all sorts of different viewpoints. Heroes of the Desert Storm is one-sided, and it's one sorry docudrama.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.